I'd like to invite you to open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 42. And we're going to be continuing our Bible Greats series. We're doing 2 weeks on Joseph. The rest of them will all just be single characters. So while you're turning to Genesis 42,
this is the second
just
week
a quick
on Joseph,
reminder that a week from tonight,
so while you're turning to Bible Genesis school 42, starts,
just a quick. This is a reminder that a week from tonight,
we talk about one
Bible school starts,
life connection, one service
and,
connection, one outreach.
This is a great
connection.
Opportunity.
It's a good way to
talk
get
about one
some service
life connection, one service
connection,
one outreach activity,
or
it's a good way to get some service in.
So
do some service connection
if you haven't signed up for something,
or outreach.
It's
just
an outreach
to do so.
And
there's a place where you can sign up out in the
if you haven't signed up for
also, we just encourage you to do so.
For convenience sake,
where you can sign up.
We will have meals on
also
Monday through Thursday night.
For convenience
available
sake,
here, so those
we will
of you
have
who
meals
have
on
come and bring your
Monday
family
Thursday night.
Don't have to run
available
home and get
here,
food
so those of you who have work
vacation Bible school,
come and bring your
you
family
here, but
it'll
be
a donation basis.
And we do need to have you sign up ahead of time,
so we know how many
here, but
it'll
be a donation basis,
and we do need to have you sign up.
Also, tomorrow morning,
those of you who plan for,
so please
don't work
the
regular day shift,
or also
tomorrow morning, those of you who
at 11 o'clock there are
don't
that
work
are going to be doing some
regular
decorating,
day shift,
so or else have some time off. At 11 o'clock, there are people
the
that are going
to
be doing
some
decorating.
Like to serve
so
in that
you can
way.
Meet here at 11. And,
okay, Genesis
work with
chapter 42.
That,
before we begin reading, I want to review
okay,
a little bit
Genesis
of what we talked about last
chapter
week.
42. Before we begin reading, I want to
Joseph was sold as a
review
slave in
a little
Egypt,
bit of what we talked about last
and
week.
And he faced some tests.
Joseph
the first
was sold
test
as a
that he
slave
faced
in
was
Egypt,
to give up on God.
And he faced some tests.
How easy it would have been
that he faced
for
him was
to just
give
up
on God.
After
how
all,
easy it
when
would
God
have
been doing
for
things
him
for
to
us
give
the way
up.
We like to have them done, it's easy
after
to believe.
After all, when God
is doing
things
for us
the
way
we
like to have them done,
and it would have been
it's easy to believe. But what happens
Joseph
when God doesn't
come through the way
he ran
to God?
And it would have been a temptation for
focus on
Joseph
God.
To give up on God, but instead he ran
another
to
test
God.
That he came up,
he had to face
his focus
was the
on
test
God.
To do the minimum.
Another test
just
that he came
enough
up
to get
had
by.
To face
after all, he wasn't
was
getting
the
paid
test to do the minimum.
There was no retirement. He
just
didn't have any future with
by.
This
after
company
all, he wasn't
other
getting
than
paid.
He was a slave, and
there was no
hope.
Retirement. He didn't have any
but
future with this
himself.
Company
he
other than he
was
a slave, and there was no
God rather than. For
but he
a human
applied himself.
He worked as if he was
and
working
God honored
for
them.
God rather than
the third test
a human
was to take shortcuts. How easy it would have been for him to
them.
Take a shortcut. The shortcut
the third
that
test
was laid out in front
was
of
to
him
take
was
shortcuts.
And how easy it would have been
for him to take a shortcut.
It was
the
outside of God's
laid
will,
out in front of him
was
how easy it would have been
for
him
a relationship.
Rationalize
it was outside of God's will.
A little
but
love
and
attention.
How easy
there
would
no hope for him
to rationalize
ever get married.
I have a relationship.
A little love and attention.
Why not?
There was no hope for him
give
in here.
Ever
get
married
and have a relationship with his own
faithful.
So why not give in here? But he
now
refused.
Today we're going to look at another temptation
he was
that
faithful.
Joseph faced, and that temptation was to hold.
Now today we're going to look at another.
It's a temptation or a test
that
many
faced.
Of
and
us
that temptation
have to
was
face
to
as
hold
well.
Resentment.
Let's read,
and it's a
chapter
temptation or
verse
test,
one,
and
just,
many of
just
us
keep your
have
Bible
to
open
face
here
because
we'll be working
let's read
our way through this passage.
Chapter 42,
today.
Verse one, and just
when
just
Jacob
keep
saw
Bible
that there was grain in Egypt, Jacob said to his sons.
Why do you look
when
at one
Jacob
another?
Saw that there was grain in Egypt,
and he said, "Indeed,
Jacob
I have
heard
sons,
that there is grain in Egypt."
Why do you
go
look
down
at one
to
another?
That place and buy
and
for us
said,
there?
Indeed,
that
I
we
have
may
heard
live
that there
and
is grain in Egypt.
So
Joseph's
ten brothers
went
down to
buy and buy
grain
for us,
in Egypt,
but
Jacob
that we
did not
send
not
Joseph's
die.
Brother
so
Benjamin
Joseph's
with
ten
his
brothers went down
for he
to
said,
buy grain
lest
in Egypt,
but
some
Jacob
calamity
did not send Joseph's
him.
Brother Benjamin with his
no.
brothers.
For
the
he
reason
said,
there's
lest
this
differentiation
some
here
is befall him.
The ten older brothers,
no. these were half
the reason there's this differentiation
same
here
father,
is
different mother.
The ten older brothers, these were
Benjamin
half brothers
was his
for
Joseph.
Full brother.
Same father,
and
different
was
mother.
The only one that was the son of Rachel.
Benjamin
that
was
left
his
next to
full
Joseph.
Brother.
And so
and
Jacob
was
saying,
the only one
that
was the
son
of
here.
Rachel that was left next to Joseph.
And then verse 5
and
it
so
says,
Jacob
and the sons of
saying,
Israel went
to
buy grain among
here.
Those who journeyed, for the famine
and
was
verse
in the land
it
of
says,
Canaan.
And the
now Joseph went to buy
the
grain
of
among
the
those
land,
who journeyed,
and it was
for the famine
he who
was
sold
in the land of Canaan.
To all
now
the
Joseph
of the land.
Was the governor of the brothers came and bowed
and it was he who sold to all the people of the land.
And Joseph's brothers came and bowed down before him with their faces to the earth.
Joseph must have at this time
now been faced with a lot of immediate pain.
At this time.
After all, he had tried to forget.
Been
in fact,
faced
he named
with
one
a,
of
with
his sons Manasseh, which meant
pain.
Forget. After all, he had tried to
so
forget.
So that he,
in fact,
forget
he
the
named one
of
his sons Manasseh, which
suffering
meant
that
forget.
He'd gone through in Egypt.
So that
he wanted
forget
to forget
the suffering.
So he
named
his
first son
suffering
Manasseh.
That he'd gone through in Egypt.
And he may have forgiven at some level.
So
I believe that Joseph was a man
Manasseh.
Of integrity. He was pressing into the heart of
and
God.
And he may have forgiven at some
so
level.
He had forgiven his brothers as best as he could.
Of integrity. He was pressing into the
but
heart of God.
But he not seen that.
And so he had forgiven his brothers as best
all
as he could.
All of a sudden, after 22
but
years,
not
there's
seen
a new
that.
Challenge.
The
all
new
of a
challenge
sudden,
is,
after 22 years,
there's a new challenge.
All the pain that had taken place.
Suddenly,
the new challenge
his brothers
in
a
front
face
of him, and all that pain comes
all
washing
the
back.
Pain
that
now,
had
some
taken
of you
place.
Suddenly, there are his
maybe there's somebody
in front
that's really
him.
Wounded,
and all that
and
pain
you, to the best of your ability,
some
have chosen to
relate
forgive
to this.
Them. Maybe there's somebody that's really wounded you,
but suddenly
you, to the best of your
walking through the grocery store,
and
you come around a corner, and there they are,
you're
face to face.
But suddenly you're
or you're in a restaurant
the grocery store,
and
you come around a
corner,
and
there they are, you're
face to face.
And all of a sudden,
or you're in a restaurant
all that pain comes
and there,
washing
you look
back.
Over and there at
and
the
you remember
table.
It all.
What are you going to do
sudden,
in that instance?
All that
are you
pain
allow yourself
back?
To move into a place
and you remember it all. What are you going to do in that instance? Are you going to allow yourself to move into
a place
of resentment?
Or are you
going to
continue
in fact,
the process of forgiveness?
2 years
this
ago,
this is something that
we
a
were
test that
just
we're
about ready
face.
To leave for vacation.
We'd been here as
2 years ago.
Going to the
we were
become
just about ready to leave
we
for vacation.
Vacation.
We've been here
as
interim
we
started
our
going to the
duties.
Become the full-time pastor.
Just
we
before leaving on
before we
vacation,
started
got an email.
Our full-time duties.
Just
and,
before leaving on vacation,
this email
got
was
an
from
email.
Somebody that was
and
a lot of history with.
This email was from somebody.
See, most
that
of you
was,
that have been around here for a little while know
had
my
a lot
story
of history with.
And know that I was married before.
See, most of you
and when
that
I was
have been around here for
a
little while
wife.
Know my story. And know that I was married before.
It was a very,
when
very
I was in seminary,
situation.
My first wife,
there was
ran
another
out.
Individual.
It was
a
very,
very
difficult
pain.
Situation.
There was another individual.
I
was,
tried
was,
everything
was
I could to try to say, well, can we get some counseling? Can we get some help?
She didn't want it.
I tried everything I could to try to
say,
well, can we get some counseling? Can we get some help?
And within a month's time or so,
it was over.
She was completely gone
was
from the area even.
And within a month's time or so,
so I was left.
She was completely
with a
gone
lot of pain
in the area, even
a lot of anger.
So I was left
a lot of
with a lot of pain,
introspection, like a lot of anger.
What did, where did I go wrong? What did I
a
do?
A lot
wrong?
Of
facing some of my own
like,
dark side.
What did,
where did
I
go
I
wrong?
What did
I
do
wrong?
This,
right?
Facing some
that,
of my own
what if I'd have
dark
done this
side.
Differently, that differently.
Things that
going
I
through a lot of
had
that.
Done this, right? If I'd said that, what if I'd have done this differently?
Christian
that
differently, counseling,
going
friends,
through a lot of that.
Help me process through this.
And I had to release
Christian
a lot
counseling,
of pain,
a lot of anger.
Friends, help me process
and to
this.
The best of my ability,
and I had to release a lot of pain, a lot of
as
anger.
Much as was up to me, I went through this process.
And to the best of my ability,
but all of a sudden,
as much as was up to me, I went through this 20-some
years later,
get this email.
But all of a sudden,
20-some years later,
all those emotions came
floating back. All that hurt, all the tears,
all
the
those
wounds.
Emotions came floating back. All that hurt, all
what
the tears, all the wounds.
Well,
what
I'll
was I going to do?
Leave that hanging for a little bit. Put that on the pause button for a moment.
I just wanted
well,
to say that.
Leave that
to
hanging
begin
for
with
a little
here
bit
because
I can
relate
to
the
feelings that Joseph must have
I just
felt
wanted to say that 22
to begin
years
with here
because I can relate to the feelings
and
that
in my
Joseph
situation it was
must
like
have felt
22 or 23.
22 years has passed here.
But that
and in
pain
my situation,
came
it was
right
like rushing
22
back.
Or 23 years.
What was he going to do with it?
Let's
but
look at what he does here
came
in verse
right rushing
7.
Back.
What
was
says,
he going to do with it?
Joseph
Let's
saw his brothers and recognized them.
7.
But he
says,
acted as a stranger
Joseph
to them
saw
and
his
spoke roughly
and
to them.
Them.
Then he said to them, but he
Where
acted as a stranger
from?
To them
and
spoke roughly to them. Then he said to them, and so Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. Then Joseph remembered the dream.
And so Joseph recognized his brothers, but they
said to them,
you are spies.
Then Joseph remembered the dream
to see
the dreamed about
them
and said to them, you are spies.
Weaknesses of the land.
You have come.
And they said to him,
no,
my
Lord,
but your servants have come to buy food.
We are
all one man's sons.
And they said to him, no, my Lord,
but your servants have come to buy food.
And he said to them,
we are all one man's sons.
And
we
have come to see
the
nakedness
of
the
land.
Not spies.
And they said, your servants
are
12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan.
And in fact, the youngest
they said, your servants are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan.
And in fact, the youngest
is
with our father today.
It is as I spoke to you, saying, you are spies. In this manner you shall be tested.
By the life of Pharaoh,
I spoke you shall not leave this place unless your
youngest brother comes
here.
By the life of Pharaoh,
send one of you
not
and
leave
let him bring
this
your brother,
unless your youngest
you
brother
kept in prison,
here.
That your words may be tested to see
send
whether
one of you
truth
and
in
let
you,
him bring
or
your
else
brother,
by the life
you will
of Pharaoh,
be kept in prison,
that your words may be tested to see whether there's any
so
truth
he put them
in
all
you,
together,
or else
in prison
by the life of Pharaoh, you surely
then
are
Joseph
spies.
Said to them the third day,
do this
so
and
he put
live,
them all together
in prison 3 days.
If you are honest,
then Joseph said to them the third day,
let one of your brothers
be
confined to
your
prison house.
But
if you are honest men,
grain,
let one of your brothers be confined
and bring your youngest
house,
brother to
but
me.
But you go
so your words
and carry
will be verified,
grain
and
you shall
not
die.
Houses.
And bring your youngest brother to me.
And they said
so
to one another,
verified,
we are truly guilty concerning
die.
Our brother.
And they did so.
For we saw the anguish
and
of his soul.
And they said to one another,
we
are truly
guilty concerning
and we would not
brother.
Hear. Therefore,
for
we saw the anguish of his
us.
Soul when he pleaded
and
with
Reuben
us.
And Reuben answered them,
and we would not hear. Therefore,
his distress
sin against the boy.
And you would not.
And Reuben answered them,
therefore,
saying,
behold,
his blood is now
required
of
sin against the boy.
But they did not
and
know
you would not listen,
that Joseph.
Therefore, behold,
them,
his blood is now
to
required
an
of
interpreter.
Us. But they did not know.
And when he
that
turned
Joseph
himself away from
them,
and
for
wept,
he spoke to them,
then he returned to them and said.
And when he turned himself away from
them
again
and, wept,
and
talked to them,
then he returned
to Simeon
them
and said
and bound him before their eyes.
Them again
and talked to them.
Scholars
and he took Simeon
is the one that
and bound
was
him
most
before
active
their eyes.
In having
interesting
Joseph,
Simeon,
scholars believe is
sold as a slave.
Is the one that was most
then Joseph gave a command
Joseph,
to fill their sacks with grain,
to
restore every man's money to his sack.
Then Joseph gave a command
to them,
to
and
fill to
give them
provisions
for
the
grain,
journey,
to restore every man's money to his sack.
Now, what's going
on
here?
And to give them provisions for the journey, thus he did for them.
What's Joseph doing?
Now, what's going on here?
I have a little exercise there in your notes that
Joseph
you can
doing?
Go along with me. We'll just read these
I have
together.
A little exercise.
What I'd like for you to do is I'd like
you
to put a check mark beside each of
these
together. Apply.
Right.
What I'd like for you to do
that.
Is I'd like
Let's
you to put a check mark
here.
Beside
why do
you
each
think
of these
Joseph
that you
did
think
was
apply.
He trying to get information
okay,
about
can't
the
do
family?
That. Let's just look at him here.
Why do you think Joseph did this? Was he trying to get information about
the family?
Was he
trying to find a way to see his brother Benjamin?
Was he trying
was
to
he
find
trying
a way
to
discover
see his
what
Benjamin?
Kind of men they had become? Was he trying to discover
was
what
getting
kind
revenge?
Of men they had become? Was he teaching them
a lesson?
Was he getting revenge?
Was he processing his anger?
Was he teaching them a lesson?
Well, just take a moment. Just
was he processing his anger?
Check by the ones that you think apply.
Well, just take a moment. Just put a check by the ones that you think apply.
I'm going to tell you how I'm going to answer this, and then we'll go into this. Mine may not be right.
I'm going to tell you how I'm going to answer this,
but
and then we'll
I
go
think
into
all
this.
Of these are true.
Mine may not be right.
I think there's an element in which but Joseph is working
I think
through very
all
real
these are
emotions.
True.
A real
I think there's an element
over
in which Joseph is
terribly
working through
wrong
very real emotions
and
a
he
real
had a
heart
for
forgiveness
over things that
he
were
was processing
terribly wrong
through
were done to him.
And there was a lot of stuff going
and
on.
And he had a heart for forgiveness.
He turns and
he
cries and yet he
through,
puts the one
and
that
there was
seems
a lot
to be
of
the
stuff
most abusive
in
prison
right
holds
here.
Him. He turns
there's
and cries and yet
here.
He puts the one that seems
he's
to be
a
the
very
most
real
in prison
human being.
Holds him.
And this there's
this
stuff
to
going
me
on here.
Helps me identify
he is a,
with
he's
Joseph.
He's a very real
Joseph
human being.
Wasn't a
and
super
this,
guy
this, to
that
me,
didn't have
helps
temptations
me
and didn't
Joseph
have feelings and didn't
Joseph
have emotions.
Wasn't he had
a super guy
like all the rest
that
of
didn't
us
have
but
temptations
it's what he
and
does
didn't have
those.
Feelings and didn't have emotions.
That can
he had
be really
just
helpful
like
for
us
of
because
us
some
but
of
it's
us
what he does with
those.
Some people that have
that can be really
very
helpful for
us
because
might be in the midst
some of
us
something
have had
to
forgive
very deeply
some
wounded.
People that have wounded
maybe
us very
you've worked some through something and you're on the other side of it. Maybe you're in the middle of a real problem
maybe
right now.
You've worked you through something and you're on the other side of it. Maybe
so
you're
let's just
in the middle
of a real problem right now. How do you deal with it?
There is a
and
process.
So let's just explore this together.
For forgiveness.
Forgiveness is a one-time event.
There is
a
process.
And many times we lose sight of that.
Forgiveness
we think,
is
well,
a
one-time
event,
instant
but it's also
thing.
A process.
And many times
really
we lose sight
there's
of
a whole lot more
we think,
to it
well,
than
forgive
that.
Is
Lewis
an instant
Smith
thing.
Wrote a classic book.
But it's really not.
And it's
there's
called
a whole lot
Forgive
more
and Forget.
Lewis Smeads wrote a
it
classic
was,
book
printed in the mid-80s,
and
it's
called
still a classic
Forgive and Forget.
Today.
And I often go
it
back
was,
and refer to it.
Printed in the mid-80s,
book.
But it's still a classic today.
And he talks
and
about
I,
four
I
basic
often
stages
go back
of
and
forgiveness
this
and reconciliation.
Book. The first one,
and
the
he talks about four basic stages of forgiveness
and
reconciliation.
And he takes this from a biblical perspective as well as a psychological perspective.
Is the stage of
hurt.
And he takes this from a biblical perspective
as
well as a psychological perspective.
And honestly
hurt.
Face that hurt. Those
a person
must,
be
honestly
feel
faced
hurt in order for forgiveness
and
to take place.
And honestly face
one
that
one of the things
those
we tend to do
honestly
when we
in order
when
for
we
want to
forgive
somebody
place.
is to pretend that nothing really happened.
When we want to forgive somebody,
is to pretend that nothing really happened.
They were doing the best they knew how.
Oh, it was no big deal.
But that actually is a blockage.
They were doing the best they knew how.
That's minimizing. And minimizing.
But that actually is a blockage to forgiveness.
We have to face that it was a real painful situation.
Help us forgive.
And honestly face that.
We have to face that it was a real
painful situation.
And honestly face that.
You can't be in denial about
that's
the pain.
That's fundamental for forgiveness.
The next stage is the anger stage.
You can't be in denial about
feelings
the
must be felt.
The next anger
is not
is
sin.
The anger stage.
What sin is
feelings must
holding
be felt.
On to anger,
anger
until
is not
it becomes
sin.
A resentment.
What sin
Bible says,
is
be angry
holding
and do not
on
sin.
To anger until
Ephesians
it becomes 4. A resentment.
Be angry and do not sin.
Bible
don't
says,
let the
be
sun
angry and do not sin.
Go down on your
Ephesians
anger
4.
Or give
be angry and do not sin. Don't let the
see,
sun
the issue is what we do
go down
with
on your
anger.
Anger or
but it is important for us to see,
number
see,
one,
is
that
there was
a hurtful
anger.
Thing that
but
was
it is
done.
Important
and
for
secondly,
us to see,
feel the emotion
one,
that come as a
that there
result
was
of
a
that.
Hurtful
and
thing
there is
that
first
done.
Initial
and secondly,
stage
this
to
was
feel
an injustice.
The emotions that
this
come
has
as
hurt
a
my life.
That.
This
and there is that first
and I'm angry about it.
This was an injustice.
This has hurt my life.
This has damaged me and I'm angry about it.
And it's okay to be angry about that.
It's just
good friend of mine helped me with this.
I was
anger.
Working through something, a very wounding experience that I was going through.
Good
at
friend
the time.
Of mine helped me with this.
And,
I was working through
was
something,
talking
a
about
very
how it just kept bothering me.
That I was going
try
through
to pray
time.
And try
I was
to release
talking
this,
about how it just kept
but it
bothering
was
me.
A real struggle.
Try to pray. And
my friend was Tom Gardner.
Try to release this,
but it was a real struggle on inner healing.
My friend was Tom Gardner, who
he said what really helps me is to
inner healing and things like that.
When you pray,
he said,
tell God
really
that
helps me
hurt
is to
and tell God that you're angry.
When you pray,
well, I
tell
am
God
angry.
That you're
said,
hurt.
Tell God that. He knows
and tell
it.
God that you're angry.
And if you look at the Psalms, the
well,
Psalms
I am
have
angry.
Lots of angry said, prayers.
Tell God that. He
just
knows
read
it.
The Psalms sometimes.
And if you look at the Psalms,
why, God?
The Psalms
why are you letting these people?
Prayers.
Why don't you dash their babies
just
against
the
rock?
Sometimes.
I mean,
why,
there's all kinds
why,
of
God?
Anger.
Why are you letting these people?
Why don't you dash their babies
the end,
against the rock?
This resolution.
I mean, there's all kinds of anger
to you.
So tell God that you're hurt. Tell him you're angry,
and then say,
I release
that. I don't want
to live. So tell God that you're hurt. Tell him you're angry.
And then say,
hurt,
and
I
give you this anger,
and I release
it. I
don't
want
it
to
turn
into
resentment.
So I give you this hurt, and I give you this anger, and I release
it.
It's interesting when you look at the Lord's Prayer. He says,
forgive us our debts as we forgive.
It's interesting when you look at the Lord's
Prayer.
The
word for
forgiveness
there
is not a one-time.
Forgive us our debts as we forgive
our debtors.
The word for forgiveness there is not a
one-time. The word could be translated keep on forgiving.
It is a process. It's the word could be translated.
It's a process.
Keep on.
It's a,
it's a thing that we do, and it may come up every day. Every it might come up
is
every
a
day.
Process.
It's a it, it's a thing
for
that
days.
We do, and it may
or
come
weeks,
up
every
or
day,
months
every,
or even years or
day.
Decades. But as long
for
as
days.
That pain is there,
or
and the
weeks,
angry
or
months,
come forward,
or even
we
years
say,
or decades,
I'm still hurt.
But as long
I'm
as that pain is there and the angry
feelings
come forward,
I choose
say, God, I still hurt. I still
that
feel angry,
is
but I
release it
to
you,
even though
I choose
the feelings
to
may
release
still be there. And we keep doing that,
that
until eventually
the feelings
even
go
though
away.
The feelings
that's
may still be there. And we keep doing
and that's
that
the
until
the next
eventually
stage. The next stage is the personal
away.
Healing
that's
part of forgiveness.
I would add next
and
to
that's
that
the next
healing
stage.
Word,
the next stage
I would
is
put
the personal healing
there
part
this
of
is the forgiveness.
I would add next to that
healing word.
I would put forgiveness there because this is
the forgiveness step.
I release this anger
the personal
to you, Lord,
healing
and
that
comes when
we
choose
to forgive.
And that decision is to release,
I release
the offender.
This anger to you,
I'm
Lord,
going
to
release my right to get even with them.
And that decision
I'm
is going to
release
my
right to
see them
get embarrassed.
I'm
going
to release my right to see
that
I'm
going to
release my right to see them get embarrassed.
I'm going to release my right
and I'm
going to
let go of any expectations that they're going to make this thing right with me.
Or that they're
and
going
I'm
to
going
apologize.
To let go
some
of any expectations
that
they're going to make this thing right with me.
I'm going to release
or that they're going to apologize.
My expectations
some people will
them.
Never apologize.
And again, this is part
I'm
going of the
to
whole
release
process. It may take
my expectations
days, months,
of
weeks,
them.
Years.
And again, this is part of that whole
but
process.
But as long as
it
you're in the
days,
process,
months,
you have forgiven.
Weeks, years.
So I have forgiven. I
but
am
as long
forgiving.
As you're
and
in
I'll
the process,
on forgiving,
you have forgiven.
Feelings.
So I have forgiven. I am forgiving. And I'll keep on
forgiving
until
the
feelings. Now,
catch
all
up
of this
with
can be done
choice.
Completely independent
the
of the other person.
Process.
Now, But the final all of this stage, which is the ultimate goal of independent of the other person,
is only possible.
But the final stage,
if
which
the other
is the
person,
ultimate goal of forgiveness,
this is where it's dependent on somebody else,
is only possible
if the other person,
wants reconciliation.
This is where it's dependent
reconciliation
on somebody else.
Takes two parties.
If the other person,
it's possible
wants reconciliation.
Only.
It's possible
only when the offender admits that they've done wrong, that they've hurt you, that they've wounded you.
Restoration is volunteered. I have hurt you. I have wounded you.
And
I'm sorry. I want to try
restoration
to make this right.
Is volunteered.
How can
I
have hurt you. I have
wounded
you.
The relationship.
I'm sorry.
How can
I
want to try
help
to make this
cover
right?
For some of the wounds that I have that you have received
the relationship?
In my hand.
How can
that's
I
reconciliation.
Help cover for some of the wounds?
So you can
that
forgive
have,
somebody and never be
in
reconciled.
Hand. That's reconciliation.
There is a difference, and that's very important.
So you can forgive somebody
afraid,
and never be reconciled.
If I forgive that person, then I'd have to.
There is a difference, and that's very important.
A lot of people are afraid.
If I forgive that person, then I'd have to.
You know, here's some points to remember
I have to live
when it comes
again.
To forgiveness.
No,
first of all,
true.
We are never
here's
truly
some points to
free
remember when it comes
until
to forgiveness.
We forgive.
First of all, forgiveness
we are never
is more
truly
for us
free
even than for them
until we forgive.
And I'm going to illustrate that. I've asked
forgiveness
Jim if
is more
up and help
for
me
us
this.
Even than for them.
I have here.
And I'm going to illustrate that. I've asked Jim if he'd come up
come on
and
up
help
here.
Me with this.
I have here
a piece of paper that has the word offense written on it on both sides.
I have here
hopefully you can read that from there, but in
piece
case
of paper
you
that has the word offense written
says.
On it on both
now,
sides.
Hopefully you can read that from there, but in case
for
you can't,
illustration
this is
purposes,
what it says.
I have
now,
done something that's very offensive to you. I've hurt you.
For
you're
illustration
angry about
purposes,
it because I've wounded
I
wounded you.
I have done
in some
something
way,
that's very
you
offensive
hold
to
that
you. I've hurt you.
So what I want you to do
you're
is
angry
I just
about
want you to
it
hold that
because
I wounded
shoulder,
you in some way.
Yeah,
and you
like
want to hold
now,
that against me. So what I want
when
you to
I
do
walk
is
over here, if he's
going to
hold that offense against me, what's he got to do?
Now,
when
I
walk
over
here,
if he's going to hold that offense against me, what's he got to do?
Now, what if I walk over here? If I jump?
You get the point?
Wherever I go,
if I jump,
he's got to go. When I stop,
you get the point?
He stops. Wherever I go,
he's
got to go.
He is chained to me just as real
when I stop,
as a ball and
stop.
Chain. Thank you, Jim.
He is chained to me just as great. Real
as a ball and chain. Thank you, Jim.
He is as tied to me as a right. As to a ball and chain,
because he's holding that.
He is as tied to me
as
we
a,
as
to
hold
a
resentment
chain.
Against
because
somebody.
Because he's holding that against
we are not
as
free.
Long
we
as we
that
hold a resentment against somebody.
And that's
somebody,
why God tells us to forgive.
We are not free.
Not
we
because
are that
he's not going to take care of it.
And that's why God tells us to forgive.
Not because,
but because
he's not going to take care of
it
someday. Because
he will.
We are captive in that situation.
But because it.
So
us.
We're not truly free.
We
until
are
we forgive.
The second point to remember
situation.
Is that forgiveness is not dependent
so we're not truly
on the attitude of another.
Forgive.
The
and
second point
we
to remember
just
is that forgiveness is
further.
Not dependent on the attitude
in
of
my
another.
Early childhood years,
that
there was an individual
I want to illustrate
very
further.
Abusive to me physically.
In my early childhood years, there was an individual that was
very
abusive very
painful
to me physically and in other ways.
Later on,
very
as
painful.
I was going through the process of recovery from my addictions. From alcoholism.
Later on,
as I was going through the process of recovery from
my
addiction,
counselors
and
drug
other
addiction, so
people who were spiritual mentors to me,
my Christian friends,
counselors helped me in
other
a process.
People who were spiritual mentors to me,
and
Christian friends,
I discovered
helped me
something
in
that
I hadn't known before, and that
of
is
recovery.
That addiction
and
is fueled by
I discovered
something that I had
major
known before,
culprit.
And that is that
resentment.
Addiction is fueled by
when
one
there is anger
major
held
culprit.
And stuffed.
For a long period of time,
that anger turns into a resentment.
When there is anger held,
and
that
is the fuel
behind addiction,
that
if you find
anger
yourself
turns into a resentment, it
recurring,
and that is
into
the fuel
patterns
behind
addiction.
You
if you find yourself
really do some self-examination,
recurring
and
into
say,
patterns
who
of
am I
addiction,
angry
you
with?
Need to really do some
because
self-examination
because it's the fuel that keeps
and
addiction
say,
going.
Who am I angry with?
And living in that
because
trying to stuff it down,
that
we have to use
keeps
addiction
higher
going.
And higher power, stronger
and
living stronger,
in that trying to stuff it down,
escapes
we have to use in order to keep
and higher
power, stronger and stronger,
you know, just being constantly present.
Escapes.
Well, I didn't
in
realize
to keep
that
there was this deep seething resentment,
you know, just being constantly
toward this individual.
Well, I didn't realize it, but there was this deep seething.
Now
resentment.
They asked me another question. Said, "Now you
toward
feel
this individual.
Anger, and this is what's been done to you." It's
now,
real hurt,
they asked
real
me
anger,
another question.
Yes.
Said, now, you feel this anger. And
now,
this is what's been done to you.
Have you
it's
done
real hurt,
back
real
back
anger?
Yes.
Well, yeah. done now, some bad things, but it was justified.
Have you done anything back to
no,
that?
No, that's not the point. Well, did you do things back that were inappropriate?
Things,
well, but it was justified because...
Okay,
no, that's
here's
not
what
the
you
point.
Need to do.
Did you do things back that were inappropriate?
You need to go and make right what you did to them.
Okay.
Don't worry about
here's
their part.
You need to do.
You go make right what you did to them.
You need to
whether
go
it was a reaction
right
or
what
not,
you did to them.
You do, don't
but
worry about their part.
You
go make right
face
what you
to face.
Did to them.
Whether it was a reaction or not, you do. But I don't.
And they said, "Well, how bad do you want us to stay sober?"
That
I do. It's a life and death situation.
And they said, "Well, how bad do you want to stay sober?"
All right, I'll do whatever it takes.
So I went and actually talked to this person face to face.
All that
all
pain
right.
was
I'll
there.
I'll do whatever it takes.
So I went
and
I
actually talked
made
to
right the
face
things
to
that
face.
I had done.
Said,
all
I
that pain
you
was there.
I did that to you and made it right.
And I made right the things
and
that I had
I
done.
Hoped
said, I did this
that
to
they
you
would
and
come back
you
with
and
made it right.
You know, I know I did this and this
and
to make it right.
I hope
reconciliation.
That they would come
that
back
didn't
with
happen.
A,
you know, I know I did
they didn't
this,
anything
this,
blame,
this,
shame,
right,
the same reconciliation.
As it always been.
That didn't happen. But I walked
they didn't
away from
anything,
that
blame,
free.
Shame. It was the same as it always
I
been.
I was free. I'd taken care of my
but
side
I
of the street.
Away from that
and I can
free.
Honestly say that still
I
today,
free,
I'd
many,
taken
many
care
later.
Of my side of the street. And I can honestly
I
say
any
that still today, many, many
to
years later, it released me.
I don't have
I
hardly
chosen
any
to forgive
emotions
them, and I'd taken care of my part.
It released me.
So that's one of the
I
things that are very important.
Them,
see, forgiveness is not dependent
part.
On the attitude
so
of the offender.
So that's one of the things
you
that are
free.
Very important. See, forgiveness is not dependent
and it will
on
also
the attitude
be the pathway
of the offender.
To freedom
you
from
can
other
be free.
Patterns in your life that are unhealthy.
When and
you
it will
take
also be
the
pathway
to
freedom
from other
in your
patterns in your life that are unhealthy. When
the
you
third
take
point
care
is this.
Real issues
forgiveness does not mean re-entering an abusive relationship,
as we mentioned.
Forgiveness does not mean re-entering
the
an abusive relationship
is a battered
as we mentioned
spouse.
Earlier.
Been
the classic
abused.
Example is a battered spouse.
Kids been abused.
And they get out
been
of that relationship
abused.
And start a process of forgiveness
kids
and healing. And then they say, I
and
can't
get out of that relationship.
That means I'll have
start
to
start a
process
no.
of forgiveness and healing. And
going
then
back
say,
would be unhealthy.
I can't
it
forgive because
be
that means I'll have
it would
to go
not
back.
Be
no.
wise.
Going back
until
would be
and if
it would not be appropriate. It would
there's
not
a
change
be wise.
In the heart of the offender.
Until
that's when reconciliation
and
happens. So if that
there's
person has not changed
in the heart
of
go
the
back.
Offender,
even if
that's
that person has admitted that they've
happens.
Done wrong,
so
unless there's a restoration
changed,
process where they're in healing,
even if that person has admitted that they've done wrong,
unless there's a restoration process
to go
where they're in healing and they're recognizing and they're being transformed,
eventually
it's not healthy to go back
into the situation. But it cannot happen if that other person
is that the goal to eventually have reconciliation?
So we have to
let go of trying to control
that person's not ready to go there.
And take
and
care
so
of
we
side
have
of
to let go of trying to control that.
See, the final point with that is that God is working on the offender's heart. And even if they never
see,
admit it,
the final point with
life,
that is that God is working on the offender's
they
heart.
They know.
And even if they never admit it,
in this life,
Romans 12 says this, that vengeance is mine,
they
I
know.
Will repay, says the Lord.
Romans 12 says this, that vengeance is mine,
he's
I will
take
repay,
care of it.
It's not gotten under the radar screen. We don't have to say, hey,
he's
God, remember
it.
Them.
Gotten
under
he'll
the radar
it. He's
screen.
Got a great memory.
We don't have to say, hey,
he'll
God, remember them.
And he is working on their
he'll
hearts.
Do it.
Even
he's
if they don't admit
memory.
It, they know in their heart of
he'll
hearts what's wrong.
And he is
and
working
they're trapped
on their
by
even
their
if
own
they
sin.
Don't admit it. They know
that's
in their heart of hearts
with
what's
brothers.
Wrong.
Let's just read
and
a
they're
bit
trapped
more
by
let's
their
read
own sin.
Verse 18.
That's what was
again
going on
here.
Well,
let's
go
down to verse 20.
A little bit more here. Let's read verse
bring your youngest brother to me,
here.
So
well,
your
let's
word
go down
will be
to verse
verified,
20.
And you shall not die. And they did so.
Bring your youngest
then they
brother
said
to
one
me,
another,
so
we are
word
truly
guilty
concerning our brother,
die,
for we saw
so.
The anguish of his
then
soul.
Then they said
when
to one another,
us,
we
are
and
truly
we would
guilty
not hear
concerning
our
brother,
for we saw the anguish of his soul when
this
he pleaded with us, and we would not hear therefore his distress.
And you can know that for those 22 years, these guys weren't living in luxury and peace.
And you
can
know
that for those 22
in the very back
years,
of
these guys weren't living in luxury
aware.
And peace.
They
were
terrible wrong
in the very back of their
the
Lord had not let them forget
aware.
It. And you can know
of this terrible wrong
that the
they
person
committed
that's offended
and the Lord
you, God
had
not
let
them
forget
it.
Even if
and you can
in
know
denial and they're doing everything they can
that the
to
person
try to
that's
forget
offended
it.
You, God has not
and
let
they
them
act like they've
even
forgotten
if they're in
they
big denial and they're doing everything they
God
can to try to forget it.
He knows how to
and they act like they've forgotten
it.
They haven't.
You've had it happen
God
in your life,
big,
haven't you?
And he knows how to keep
there's something not right with God, and God
it,
keeps
and
working it.
You've had it happen in your life, haven't you?
Well, he's the
there's
same
something
way
not
with
right
everybody.
With God, and God keeps working it.
And he's working
doesn't
it.
Let you forget.
Well, he's the same way with everybody.
And God was doing something with that
and
in their hearts,
it.
Bringing about transformation there.
And God was doing something
well,
with that.
The story
in
continues,
hearts,
and I'm not going to read it all because we would be here forever. This is a great story.
Well,
and
the story continues, and I'm not going to read it all because
maybe
we would be
this afternoon
here forever.
Time.
This is
a great
story, and
great
I hope
story.
You'll read the whole
but
thing.
But to make a long story short, the brothers go home
or some other time in devotion.
Without Simeon.
Just a great story.
They find
but
their money.
To make a long story short, the brothers go home.
And so they,
what's going
without
on
Simeon.
Here?
They find their money.
Like we're thieves. They'll take our money back.
And
when
so
they go back, what's
eventually
going on
go back.
Here?
They eventually, after
like we're
quite a dialogue with
our money
the father,
back.
They when they go back,
Benjamin
eventually
back
go
them.
Back.
They bring the
they
money
eventually
back.
After
they stand
quite
before
a dialogue
the governor,
with the father.
They
the governor
taking
says,
Benjamin
well,
back with them.
They bring the money
you
back.
Brought your brother.
They stand
so they
before the
Simeon,
governor.
And then he says,
the governor
I'll tell
says,
you. And
they
give the money back. And see that you brought your brother. So they release Simeon. And then he says, I'll tell you.
And they give the money back.
Big banquet for them.
No big deal. I gave it to you. So don't worry about it.
They're blown away because they're.
He has this big banquet for them.
Order of birth. In this banquet,
and they're blown away.
How does he know that?
In, gets them a little paranoid.
Order of birth,
and then
in this banquet,
everyone it's a great
how does he
feast.
Know that?
But Benjamin gets five times paranoid. More than everybody else.
And then everyone
there's
it's
no
a great
feast,
jealousy thing.
But
going
Benjamin
on.
Gets five
they
times more than everybody else.
Then
there's no
they get
jealousy
their grain
and
they
start heading
mind.
Back.
They have plenty to eat.
But
unbeknownst to them,
then they get their
Joseph
grain and
they start heading back.
One of the servants plant
well,
unbeknownst to them,
Joseph
in Benjamin's sack. One
so
of the
head
servants
plant,
and
his
next thing they know
cup.
Is they see the police coming.
In Benjamin's sack.
I didn't have
so
sirens
back
then, but. Anyway,
and next thing they know
kind of
is they
thing.
See the police coming.
A big arrest.
I didn't have sirens.
They're surrounded
then,
by the.
Anyway,
it was that kind
of
police
of Egypt.
A big arrest.
And he said, you know,
they're
one
surrounded
of you stole
the
silver
the,
cup
because my
master's silver cup
is
missing.
He said, oh, we would never do
that.
In fact,
stole the silver cup.
If we did that, we'll all be your prisoners. Whoever did it, they'll die.
In fact.
If
yeah,
we
right.
did that,
one.
We'll all be your prisoners.
Start
whoever did it,
the
they'll die.
And they found the silver cup. Yeah,
all right, that's
sack.
Agreeable. And they went, started searching through the sacks, and then they found the silver and cup.
They
and
said, well, we didn't
sack.
Take that. We would never take that. Oh, you know,
too bad.
They,
off we
so,
go.
Well,
back
we didn't take
Egypt.
That. We would never
they are
take
in front
that.
Of the governor.
Oh, he's angry with
too
him.
Bad.
He's yelling at
off
him.
We go back
and
to Egypt.
And
there they are. In
then
front
he
of the
says,
governor.
"I'll tell you
he's
what we're
angry
do.
With
him,
and
he's
yelling
at
him.
We're going to take that one and make him prisoner for life the rest."
Then he
of
says,
you
"I'll tell you what we're going to do.
He'll be prisoner."
He says, "We're going to take that one and make him prisoner for life the rest."
And
of
about
you
that
go
time,
go.
Judah
will be prisoner.
Judah, who the Jewish
and
nation
about that time,
was named
Judah,
after.
Judah,
who was the
to be the
Judah,
grandfather,
who the Jewish
great,
nation
great, great,
was
great,
named
great,
after.
Father
Judah,
of,
who was the
of
King David,
the grandfather,
eventually Jesus was going to come from his line.
Of King
gets
David
down on his
and
knees in front of the
eventually
governor.
Jesus was going to come through his line.
And he says, please.
Gets
said,
down on his knees
take
in
me.
Front of this governor.
But let the boy go.
And he says, please.
This will break our
he
father's
said,
heart.
Take me.
Take me.
But let the boy go.
And let the boy go.
This will break our father's heart.
Take me.
And suddenly
Joseph
can't
go.
Take it anymore.
Let's read what he says. Go over to verse
and suddenly,
chapter 45,
Joseph can't
verse 1.
Take it anymore.
Let's read what he says. Go over to verse chapter 45, verse 1. Then Joseph could not restrain himself before all those who stood by him. And he cried
then
out.
Joseph could not restrain
make
himself
everyone go out
before
from
all those who stood
so
by him.
So no one stood with him.
And he cried out.
While Joseph made himself
make everyone go out.
And he wept aloud in the Egyptians.
So no one stood
and
with
the house
him.
Of Pharaoh heard it.
While Joseph made himself
then
known
Joseph
to his
said to him,
and
his
he wept aloud in the Egyptians and the house
Joseph.
Of Pharaoh heard it.
This
then
my
Joseph said to
live.
His brothers,
I.
But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed
this my
or afraid
in his presence.
But his brothers could not
Joseph
answer
said
him,
to his brothers,
they were
please
dismayed
come
or afraid in his presence.
And they came near, and he said, I am Joseph.
And Joseph
brother,
said to his brothers,
please come near to me.
And they came near, and he said,
but now
I
do
am
not
Joseph,
be
your brother,
grieved
sold
or angry with yourselves because you sold me here.
But now,
for
do
God
not
sent
me
before
you
to preserve
or
life.
Angry with yourselves because you sold
for
me.
These 2 years the
for
famine
God
has been
in the land
to preserve
life. Still 5 years in which there will be neither
for these 2 years the famine has been in
and
the land
and God sent me before you to
preserve
which there will be neither
you
plowing nor
harvesting
and to save your lives by a great
and God
deliverance.
Sent me before you to preserve
so now it was not
you
and
the earth
and to save your lives by a great deliverance.
But
so now it was not you who sent me here.
But
see,
God.
Joseph chose to process his pain and not get stuck in it.
See,
Joseph chose to process his
pain. He had
pain
real pain and
he
had
real emotions, but he chose to process them.
He had
he
real
chose
pain
to forgive
and he had
real
completely,
emotions, but he chose to process them.
He chose
and his
to
brothers
forgive completely.
Truly repented.
First of all, there was the mind change. That was clear when they
said,
his brothers,
you know,
this has come on us. This is what
truly
we did
repent 22 years
First
ago.
Of all, there was the mind change.
That was clear when they said, you know, this has come on us.
They owned that
we did
part.
Those 22 years ago, and it's
but what's
been
very
in their
clear
hearts
is
and their minds
that there
ever
is
since.
Now a change in behavior.
They
there's
own
no
that
jealousy
part.
Anymore. They don't care
but what's
their
very clear is that
there is
now a change in behavior.
They don't care. They're willing to give
their lives.
They don't care whether Benjamin's had 5 times
as much restoration.
They don't care. They're willing to give their lives
for the backdrop where there has been a restoration process taken place.
And that was the backdrop where real restoration and reconciliation could take place.
How did it happen?
And I think this is crucial when he says it was
How did it
you,
happen?
It was God. He looked at God's perspective.
And I think this is crucial when he
this
says
is what
it was
really
you,
was the backdrop
God.
Of it all.
He looked
at
it from God's perspective.
This is what
and
it
it's
really
very
was
difficult when you're in the midst of a wounding experience.
To know
and
that
it's
God
very
is
difficult
at work,
when you're
God
in the midst
allows
of a wounding
in his wisdom
experience.
What he easily prevent by his power.
To know
that, no
that God
is at work,
see,
God
that
allows
in
his wisdom
does not
what he
have
good
fruit.
Because God promises
that no painful experience
that all
that
things will work together
does not have
bad
good
things.
Fruit.
All things
because
God
promises
good to those
that
who love God
all
to
things
who
will work together
to
for
good,
purpose.
Even bad things.
So if you've been wounded
together for good
and God has allowed it, then there is a greater. So if you've been wounded
and
God has allowed it, then there is a greater.
Bring
kingdom purpose
greater.
That is being accomplished,
and so
and God is allowing
Joseph
it
was able
because
to see
going to bring
now
with these
years behind that
and
God
so
was up to something.
Joseph
greater.
Was able to see
God
now
put him
with
in a place
years
where he could be trained,
that
where he
God
was up
could
to
move up in the
greater.
Ranks, where he could be the
God
person
put
that would
him in a place where he could
not
be
only
trained,
their family,
where he could
but
could
their
move
nation,
up in the ranks, where he could be the person that would save not only
their family
but their nation,
and eventually be the one
a much greater purpose.
Their family would be the one through whom Jesus
would come.
And so he
a
was able to see it from God's perspective. It's very important for us to, by faith,
and
see.
So
it.
He was able to see it from God's perspective. It's very important
and then,
for us.
I want to encourage
to
you
by
to look
faith
back
see
in your
it.
Life and see how God has used.
And
those
then
painful experiences
I
want to
encourage you to look back
good.
In your life and see how God has used those painful experiences to bring something good
through those painful wounding experiences.
I think you'll be surprised to see how much good God has brought.
I left you hanging with the story at the
beginning
about my first wife.
I left you hanging with the story.
One of the things that happened immediately,
our bishop of that particular denomination.
One of the things that happened immediately,
our bishop of that particular
said, "This is one of those situations where biblically
and the leaders
you were not only biblically free,
looked at
but
the
this
situation
and said,
this
where,
is one of those situations
where there was nothing more you could do, and
we
were
not only biblically
free,
but
this is
a situation
where
there was nothing more you could do, and we don't think it would be wise for you to leave ministry. We want you to
but
stay
through
in
the process,
I thank God for that.
God gave me a compassion for people who are hurting."
But through
there
the process,
is no pain like marriage pain.
God
and
gave
if you're
me
in
a
marriage that's been pretty much easy
hurting,
from the beginning,
there is no pain
God
like
bless
marriage
you.
Pain. And if you're in a marriage that's been pretty much
but
easy
if you're in
from
a marriage
the beginning,
that is hard and difficult,
God bless
and
you.
You've had to just grind it out from time. Sometimes
but if you're
just
in a marriage that
there,
is hard and difficult,
God
and
bless
had
you
to just
too,
grind
it
out painful.
And I can say from a perspective
there.
That it's worth whatever it takes to try to
keep
that marriage going.
And I can say from a perspective
do whatever it takes
to try to keep that marriage going by God's grace. Do whatever it takes because
it's
worth
perspective, been able to see that.
And
I've
God
had that
put a compassion in my heart
that.
For people who struggle and people who've been wounded.
And God has
way.
Put a compassion in my heart for people
that was
who struggle
a blessing that
and,
came
and people who've been
from
wounded
that experience.
But what's more, as we connected
that was a blessing that came
with under Paula's supervision.
But what's more,
as
we
connected
process, we had an opportunity to
with,
work
under
some
Paula's.
So we
hadn't
had a chance
well.
To talk
she was
about.
Involved in this process.
There was no
we had
opportunity.
An opportunity to work through some things.
So here we are, 27 years
later,
later
talk
working
about.
Through some things. That
there was no opportunity.
That had been
so
very
here
painful
we are,
27
years
later, working through
some
things.
It was a good thing that happened.
That
and
had been very
God
painful
gave us the
privilege. Begin to understand
Paula
some
the privilege.
It was a good thing that happened.
Of helping lead her
and
back to God.
God gave us the privilege.
God calling me the privilege.
Of helping lead her back to God.
The Lord gave us an
opportunity
to restore her faith.
And to be
and
in the process with him.
The Lord gave us an opportunity to restore
that's
her
a,
faith.
That's worth
and to be in the process with him.
Whatever pain.
Bringing her back into his family.
So God
that's
is big.
That's
he knows
worth.
What he's doing.
Whatever pain was involved.
So God is big. He knows what
and
he's doing.
And then that abusive situation. I was asking God one day, why?
And then that.
Did you let me go through that?
Abusive situation.
Where
I
were you,
asking God one day,
in
why?
The midst of that.
Did you let me go through that? And I could talk about that for a while.
Where were you, God,
lots of pictures
in the midst
and,
of that?
And has really ministered.
And
to
I could talk about that for a
place.
While because He gave me lots of pictures. And
but one of the things that was
has really ministered just so
in that
clear
wounding place
was that.
But one
it
of the
was
things
that
was
pain
just
and
so
hurt
clear
and not knowing what to do with
was
it that drove me into
it was
my addiction.
That
and eventually brought
hurt
me to the point where I was
and
dying
not knowing what to do with it
that drove me into my addictions
and
eventually brought
out
me to the point where I was dying
from those addictions.
And in
and
crying
when
out
I cried
to God,
you know,
God.
He saved me, but He set me free from those things.
And in crying
and
out to God,
helped me to be able to
not only
help
save
others,
me,
but He
scores of people
set me free
find
from
freedom.
Those things. And then has helped me to be able to set help others, scores of people.
But I'm find freedom,
just arrogant enough to where I may never have
but
ever
I'm
surrendered my life to Christ.
Just arrogant
for something very powerful to put me
to where
mind.
I may never have ever surrendered my life to Christ if it had to been for something very powerful to put me to my knees.
So all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His
so
purpose.
So all things
work together for good to those who love God.
So bad.
To those who are called according to His purpose.
There
has happened to you or to anyone.
So bad.
But that God can't bring something even
that
greater
has happened
out
to
of
you
it if we surrender to Him.
Enter into that forgiveness
but that God
process.
Can't bring something even
and
greater out
ultimately,
of it if we surrender to Him.
I
enter
still
into
hope
that forgiveness process.
That there will be reconciliation
and
for some of these things that are still hanging. But
I
it's,
still
it's dependent on somebody
that
else.
There will be reconciliation for some of these things that are still
but
hanging.
Ultimately,
but
ultimately, the goal
it's
is
it's
reconciliation.
It's dependent on somebody else.
And that's the neat thing about this story is that the brothers listen
but
to
ultimately,
God.
The goal is reconciliation.
And they have a heart change.
And that's the neat
and
thing about
this
story
reunion.
Is that the brothers listen to God.
And they have a heart change.
And then
beautiful
there's this
story
reunion.
Of God's redeeming grace.
And it's just such a,
I'd like for us to just
beautiful
close
story
the service
of
God's out
with a little
video
clip
grace.
Of this.
I'd like for us to just close the service
restoration
with
moment
with a little video
with Joseph
clip.
Joseph and his brothers, and
of
then
this
I'll come up and have prayer.
Restoration moment with Joseph and his brothers, and then I'll come up and have prayer.
So you are now ready to sacrifice your lives for one of your brothers. So you are now ready to sacrifice
why
your lives
you
for one of your brothers.
Why then did you not do the same for the other one? The one you said died when in truth... Why then did you not do the same for the other one? The one you said died when in truth...
Lord, we pray
that
for
this church.
A heart of grace and forgiveness to just permeate every one of us.
We pray, Lord, for
that this will be a heart of
a
grace
place
and forgiveness
where
to just permeate
where
every
grace...
That this
brother
will be a
sisterhood
place where just
flourish.
Where grace... And brother and sisterhood just flourish.
Where reconciliation happens.
Teach us, Lord, to process
where
our
reconciliation
pain to forgive,
happens.
To release. Teach us, Lord, to process our pain and to forgive.
Thank you for your forgiving
to release.
Heart.
That you forgave us even before
thank you for
we
your
even
forgiving
recognized
heart.
You. That you forgave us
Lord,
even
I just
before
pray that
we even
recognized you.
That we go into our week. Lord, I just pray that as we
that you'll keep bringing
that
to
we
our
go
memory,
into our week
those that we need to release.
That you'll keep bringing
and
to
may
our
we
memory,
keep on
those that we need to release.
The process.
Keep on releasing
and may we
until
keep
the pain
on
goes away. The process.
And provide
keep
opportunities
until the pain goes away.
For reconciliation.
And provide opportunities.
Thank you, Lord, for being such
for
an
reconciliation.
Awesome God.
We lay our hearts open
thank
to you,
Lord,
for being such
Lord.
An awesome God to just have your way in us. We lay our hearts open to you and we ask you, Lord,
be relentless in our hearts
to just
Lord.
Have your way in us until we make
be
peace.
Be relentless in our hearts, Lord,
till we're
until we make peace
in our own biological families, in our church
we're
family,
in
our workplaces. In our own biological families.
We thank you, Lord,
that
you're a God
that
takes
places.
Every wound and turns it into something very, very good.
And thank you, Lord, that you're a God
and
that
even
takes
if we're
every
in the midst of pain right now
and
we can't see it, help
good.
Us to see it by faith.
Because
even if we're
God.
In the midst of pain right now and we can't see it, help us to see it by faith.
Thank you, Lord,
because you're a good God.
Go with us now.
Thank
your
you, Lord.
Spirit be with us.
Go with us now.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
May your Spirit be with us. In Jesus' name.
God bless each of you.